Welcome back in the zone. Over the weekend, I took Maddox to Sport Clips, got him all decked out. We went to the Chenal location, and man, he looks like $100 now. He looked like 45 cents before. Just saying.
That's tough.
Look, you want to get straightened out? Go get you an MVP treatment. I got a picture of it. I need to show you that. Pretty funny. He likes the whole deal. Steam towel treatment, the whole shebang.
Everything.
Massaging tea tree shampoo, and she's like, would you like a little neck and shoulder massage? He's like, yes, please.
I mean, that's the big draw for me there.
But it's weird watching a six-year-old get one. I don't know. It's weird. I'm like, why do you like that? You're so spoiled. I almost told her, don't do it. You know what? He's spoiled enough already. I mean, what a pampered little punk. I love him. God bless it. I couldn't stop it. It was so cute. Anyway, Sport Clips is the place to scratch as well. Yes, $10,000 MVP moment maker returning for you. Stop by your neighborhood Sport Clips and get the ultimate scratch and win sweepstakes ticket. You could win 10 grand for your MVP moment. Me personally, I'd give half to the CAC Athletic Department, as far as Doug knows. One good scratch could make your MVP moment come true. It could be sitting courtside at the big game. It's probably true. Or casually ordering 10,000 tacos at the drive-thru. It's your MVP moment. Do with it as you please. You could also win tons of great other prizes at Sport Clips. Get to the nearest one to you ASAP and pick up your scratch and win ticket. You'd have to be 18 or older to qualify. And it ends March 24th. Check out more information at MVPmoment.com. Mr. Kilgore, how are you, sir?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm good. Big week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got SEC women. We have the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. We got the high school championships.
Big back to Barton Coliseum.
That's it.
That's right.
Won't that relive some memories?
Flipping the script, it's old school.
Oh, seriously. But they've done a lot to improve that.
I can't wait to see that.
It ought to be great.
It's a great facility for a high school tournament like that. It'll be so loud in there.
No shortage of parking.
Yeah, that's the other great thing. I like that.
But ought to be exciting. Going to be some good ball games. Looking in the paper today, see how they match up. Going to be some good games.
What's going on in the world of athletic directors other than the ones that will be at the state tournament this week?
Well, they're going to be busy raking in the hardware, wondering how they're going to pay for rings. You realize 50% of those are going to have to buy rings. So
really?
You know, that's always good for the jewelry business, bad for the athletic director.
So you're telling me the AD who loses is going, dodge another bullet.
There's a little bit of compensatory relaxation there. Yes, indeed. Never. And next week just keeps on going. When we were down at the Summit Arena, the AD conference started right on the heels of the basketball. Go down there a little early, watch some games, stay over for the conference.
Okay. So what do you guys do at these? What does an athletic director conference look like? Do you guys compare bow ties or what goes on?
A lot. We do compare our Sport Clips
MVP
haircuts
treatments,
and those
yes.
kind of things. Yeah, we sit around there and get our shoulders and necks massaged
no
and
doubt.
All that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We divide up into two or three days, have some sessions. Go along, we do some professional development, do some leadership training courses on Monday. Golf tournament, food. Arkansas Correctional Industries did an outstanding job on barbecue.
Where do you play?
Belvedere.
Okay.
They have a tournament on Monday at Belvedere, if frost permits. Sometimes it does get to quiet. You just put on it because of the cold weather. But
mm-hmm.
Some of those diehards get out there. You know, it's all in the interest of business. Of course, they're networking and working on business projects. For their athletic programs, which is why they're out there.
Chris Kane joining us in the zone in the Fury Electric studio. Also, Doug Kilgore, the CAC athletic director. One of the things I noticed that you had mentioned that you guys were talking about was on the list of issues is social media. And we talk about a lot at the college level. From a high school standpoint, is there a school policy as it pertains to athletes, or how do you guys approach that?
It'll be from school to school. Some of them there are. Of course, if you get in the public domain and start making fun of people or even beyond that, threats. You're even really getting into law-breaking activities there that the schools can take action, actionable offenses about that. It is based at the school level for the most part. There are some state laws. Arkansas has a hazing law that prevents that, regardless of the situation. So it's a work in progress. Some states are progressive, some a little bit slower. Arkansas, I think, is right there in the middle of the pack and is doing a good job of trying to monitor some of the damage. I think it's like many other things. It can be a great thing as far as communicating, getting information out, rallying support, but there's also a downside to all of it.
For you, as far as social media goes, are you more of a Pinterest guy or an Instagram guy as far as putting pictures of your bow ties up?
If it's basically just Facebook.
Okay.
I hadn't got into Pinterest or Instagram.
I haven't either.
At this age, there is nothing that has the term instant before it.
I understand.
You know, I'm just an eventual gram, not an Instagram.
My wife is quite the social media nut because now she does her Facebook, and she likes to see what's going on with us on at the station on our Facebook and Twitter. But she also now has to monitor my 12-year-old's activities on his Instagram and his Facebook. So, I don't think he has a Facebook, just Instagram. So,
you know, it's always interesting at school to catch kids. Of course, I'm on it, and most of them, we're friends back and forth here, there, and yonder for communication. But to find, hey, what you put this picture on, and you were right in the middle of English class. How did that happen? So they've tried to pass it off that it's on a time delay system, but I think I know a little bit more about it than that.
Okay. So what else? What are the other more pressing things for athletic directors these days?
Well,
budget is always an issue, I know.
Oh, yeah. You know,
that can't be fun.
No, it's not. You just learn to live with it. Yeah. There's always going to be more stuff than money, so you just go on with it. And you can't raise gate. You can't raise participation fees. You just got to live with it. We're going to have some parent issues dealt with down there. Got a speaker coming in from Kansas City. He's going to talk about how to deal with parents. Of course, their expectations, agenda is quite a bit different from people in it. They're rather myopic, looking at their one child, as they should. That is their job, and I always want to give them that job. But sometimes coaches, athletic directors need to look a little bit more globally and look at the whole program, whole team, make sure things. And there are certain ways to do some stuff, and, you know, it's not always my way or the highway. So there's a lot of middle ground in there. How to deal with that? Harold Horton's going to come down and talk to us.
Awesome.
We're going to have probably some good entertaining stuff in there and some information from him. Always look forward to some of the guys that were back in the day.
Great.
To say how some things were going on.
Do want to remind everybody, too, Coach Bielema was in town at Hot Springs tonight. So, again, getting a busy week off to a good start tonight. It's the Royal Murphy Razorback Club. They are at Hot Springs High School tonight at 6 o'clock. Dinner, auctions, raffle, and Coach B in the house, $30 in advance. And I don't know how long that lasts. I don't know if it's 5 minutes before or if it's already too late. $50 at the door for ticket or membership information. Again, you can call Forrest at 501-318-2284. Busy week in Hot Springs, to say the least.
Yeah, it does. Even though, you know, the championships aren't going to be down there, there's no shortage of stuff with the other big tournament going on. It'll be big time down there. Always is in that city. Good place to go to.
No doubt. Let me get a couple calls in here. Bob's in Sherwood. Hey, Bob.
Hey, I wanted to say I'm a pastime understudy student, whatever you want to call me, of Doug Kilgore, and he's a very good man. I have a lot of respect for him.
Me too.
And I wanted to tell you, if you're going to do this all-day movie thing with Chris Kane, you got to do it right. Don't be ordering wings or making hot dogs or grilling burgers. You're going to have to put on a pair of gray slacks, old muscle man white t-shirt, and stand there in the kitchen like when they went to the mattresses.
That's it.
And make meatballs.
That's it.
And pasta.
You got to cut your garlic with a razor blade, though, so it melts like a Goodfellas.
Yeah,
that's it. You're right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bob, good call.
Thank you, Bob.
Actually, Bob.
Made manicotti yesterday. You should have come by. Could have got some nice.
Shoot me a text.
Some pasta sauce all over your nice.
Hit me a text.
White shirt there, you fancy TV guy.
Kane's looking good.
Oh, he's a
sharp dressed
man.
There's three people in here, and two of us have ties on.
That's it.
Pretty much going to just be that way forever and ever, isn't it?
Look, one of us isn't even wearing pants. That's the advantage of being in radio, my man. Suddenlink.com for more information on all the cool stuff to watch on TV, including great movies. Guess what's coming out March 26th? Lincoln. Ever seen it?
Lincoln, yes.
I still never saw it.
Really?
I'll be watching it on March 26th when it comes out. Life of Pi comes out March 12th, which is like tomorrow.
Haven't seen that one.
Is it tomorrow? Or it's next week.
March 12th. Today's the 4th.
That's like a week from tomorrow. Yeah. Excuse me. Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2, which I know you saw the day it came out.
Seven Razzies. Woohoo!
it's already out for you. And then The Master. Joaquin Phoenix's movie comeback came out the 26th of February. Did you see that?
No, but he got a nod in the Oscars for that one.
I think people were nodding off during the movie.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what you meant to say.
Yes.
Suddenlink Any Room DVR is here, powered by TiVo Mini, only from Suddenlink. Get hooked up with Suddenlink TV, high-speed internet, and home phone for as low as $65 a month. Boy, that's a price even an athletic director on a tight budget can love. Suddenlink offers the most entertainment around with a quality picture that can't be beat. Suddenlink high-speed internet, giving you the fastest, most reliable connection in the area. And Suddenlink phone, it's clearer and more reliable than the phone company. Switch it, and you can keep your number. 24/7 live, local technical support to help with all your services when you need it. One company, one number, one bill. It doesn't get easier than Suddenlink at 979-836-6901. The Doug Kilgore Love Fest continues with Dennis.
Yes, I want to speak to Dr. Kilgore.
He's here. He's listening.
Yeah, Dennis Welch here, Jenny's dad.
Hey, Dennis, good to hear from you. Saw her a week or so ago. She's off for the pro tour here.
Well, that's what she's going to try. We're quite proud of her, of course. But just wanted to thank you guys at CAC. Y'all all did a great job in getting her to the next level at ASU. And you have quite a place, quite a school there, and Dr. Kilgore, you're a big part of that. So just wanted to chime in and tell you how much we as a family appreciated all you guys did for her.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Jenny Welch.
Golfer, went through ASU, headed for a little Southwest Tour, Cactus Tour, Pro Tour. She's going to get
all
out
right
there, qualify, and get out there and play a little down in Phoenix. I don't remember what it's called, but it's all over the South. I think she'll be pretty competitive. One of those things, you got to try it. You don't want to look back and say you didn't give it a shot.
That's excellent.
Well, I have no regrets that I didn't try to go pro and golf.
Can. Don't lose that dream.
Tomorrow on The Zone, speaking of golfers, Ken Duke, who is a one of the new members to the Arkansas Golf Hall of Fame, is going to join us in The Zone at 10:30. He just missed the cut by a stroke over the weekend, so hopefully he's had a couple days to digest that and he'll be okay. Also, Jim Harris will join us, and Chris Gregg, former University of Arkansas tight end, is going to join us in The Zone. Pretty good tight end, came out of CAC back in the day that went to Arkansas. Also, Chris Kromos of Tropical Smoothie Cafe. So a busy Tuesday in The Zone. Ton of emails. Take a few more calls coming up in our final segment in The Zone, Buzz Radio Network.
Megan Thomas once again for Antique Brick Outdoor.